the high week in the training sessions are an opportunity to push that mental toughness as well, when we know we're meant to be pushing to those sort of maximal levels. So that's an opportunity to do that. There's other bits that jump out, actually. If you're doing stuff like the tack and stretch work as well, on the foam roller where it's a bit painful, that kind of stuff's, rather than shying away from some of that, when it's like a tender point, you can start working into that a little bit more and just spending a bit more effort there. There's also things like cold showers, but that sort of stuff is really useful, actually, because what it's doing, you'd think, well, how is cold going to relate to like fight performance as such? You know, it's like a completely different thing. It's more of a mental habit. So if you've got the habit of like, this is uncomfortable, I'd actually prefer not to be doing this and just stopping. But you have this habit of, no, I'll actually do this a bit longer. I'm going to persevere and sit in whatever this is a bit longer. And I know I'm going to be thinking about just getting out, stopping, whatever. That becomes a neurological pattern where you're able to do it. Whereas someone who quits early on stuff and just go, yeah, that's enough, I'm off. That becomes, even though the stimulus in a fight where it gets challenging, difficult, you're getting thumped, banged, whatever, or it's tiring, it's the same neurological firing pattern in the brain where you just go, no, it's okay. I'm the kind of person who sits with this and can deal with a little bit more and push a bit further and going, I'm actually going to see where my real limit is rather than where it gets a bit uncomfortable. I'm actually not going to stop until I have to stop. So really why I started mentioning that kind of stuff was like, even if you're not getting the mental toughness training that you feel you want to get from your Muay Thai training, because it's always a bit more technical, tactical during this block or phase or whatever, there are other things you can be doing to make sure, right, okay, I'm going to push my own mental toughness here, whether it is in the foam rolling, whether it is I'm going to be taking a cold shower every day and stuff like that. You can soon start working into that.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.